Two Russian ballistic missiles slammed into the heart of the northern Ukrainian city of Sumy on Sunday, killing 32 people and wounding more than 80 in the deadliest strike on Ukraine this year, the Kyiv government said. President Volodymyr Zelensky demanded a tough international response against Moscow over the attack, which came with U.S. President Donald Trump's push to rapidly end the war struggling to make a breakthrough. Sumy, with a population of around 250,000 and located just over 25 kilometers, 15 miles, from the Russian border, became a garrison city when Kyiv's forces launched an incursion into Russia last August that has since been largely repelled. The people who were caught in Sunday's strike were out on the street or inside cars, public transport and buildings when the missiles hit, Interior Minister Ihor Klimenko said. Deliberate destruction of civilians on an important church feast day, he wrote. Andrei Yermak, Zelensky's chief of staff, said the missiles contained cluster munitions. The Russians are doing this to kill as many civilians as possible, he said. Mariana Bazula, an outspoken Ukrainian lawmaker known for her sharp public criticism of military commanders, suggested on the Telegram app that the attack had taken place due to information about a gathering of soldiers leaking out. Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, and currently holds nearly 20% of the neighboring country's territory in the east and south. Russian forces have been slowly advancing in the east, so-called diplomacy. Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha said Kyiv was sharing detailed information about this war crime with all of our partners and international institutions. The International Criminal Court in The Hague, which Ukraine officially joined this year, is conducting investigations into high-profile cases of alleged war crimes in the conflict. Andrei Kovalenko, a security official who runs Ukraine's Center for Countering Disinformation, noted that the strike came after a visit to Russia by U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff for talks with top officials, including President Vladimir Putin. Russia is building all this so-called diplomacy around strikes on civilians, he wrote on Telegram. Under Trump's administration, U.S. officials have held separate rounds of talks with Kremlin and Kyiv officials to try to move towards a cessation of hostilities in Ukraine. Ukraine and Russia agreed to pause strikes on each other's energy facilities last month, but both sides have repeatedly accused each other of breaking the moratorium. Witkoff, Trump's special envoy, held talks with Putin on Friday in St. Petersburg on the search for a Ukraine peace deal. Trump told Russia to get moving. In the aftermath of Sunday's Sumy strike, Zelensky called on the United States and Europe to respond robustly to what he described as Russian terrorism.